Thank you all for being here. Each year, we have a Youth Sunday service to honor and celebrate all of our youth and at particular milestones. And this year, we're going to start by, we had the opportunity to take a family trip to Cuba over spring break, and we have some youth here to share their experience. So this is Lily Marvin, Molly Rojo, and Sarah Sampson.
All right. Okay. So in the United States, at first glance, we tend to judge based on appearance, and we tend to regard the unknown with suspicion and distrust. We tend to dislike change and normalcy at the same time. It takes us time to learn to live in the moment, and it takes us time to love. In the little town of Favorito, Cuba, everything I've ever experienced in the U.S. was drastically different. The second we arrived, we were welcomed with open arms and greeted as if we had been friends for years. They brought us into their world, a world so different from our own, without a second glance or a sliver of regret. They made us feel special and accepted with a sense of belonging in the air. And despite the language barrier and despite the stark differences between our lives, we had a rare connection and made friendships that will last a lifetime and pen pals that we will continue to write to. Their authenticity and genuineness was so refreshing and different that I was shocked by how much it had an impact on me. I have never, not once, felt so truly and utterly myself. I was reminded over and over again how to believe in myself and have confidence, and that people like me just as I am, showing me that I shouldn't change myself just to please others or fit in. In my short time in Favorito, Cuba, I felt more alive and free than I have in a long time. I gained a family there, friends who I laughed with and danced with, friends who I remember every day and find in everything I do, and friends who I love and will never forget.
To be honest, 6 months ago when my mom told me that we were going to go to Cuba for spring break, I was pretty upset. And then she came home to tell me that we were going to be there for my birthday. That did not go over very well. But then we went, and from the moment I stepped off the plane, I was shocked at how beautiful it was there. Not just the views beautiful, but all the people are. When we got to Favorito, they were all welcoming with open arms, and I was so shocked that the people we were strangers to were opening their arms to greet us. I was also shocked at the fact that all the kids were living there in the moment and wanted to be with you. Even though I know Spanish, it was still really hard to communicate with them. They would see that you wouldn't understand, and they would slow down to help you understand. They always wanted to play frisbee or do different crafts with you. The last night we were in Favorito was when I personally connected with them the most, because we got to learn from them how they dance and what they like to listen to. And it was when all the different ages were all there together, so we got to see everyone one last time. It was a night for the books, and it's one night I will never forget, and one family I will never forget.
Okay, so as Lily and Molly have said, this was an incredible trip. And they've already told us so much about the emotional side of it. And as I'm sure many of you have noticed, that's not me. So I'm just gonna share a quick little story with you guys that kinda, I think, wraps up the whole attitude of the people there. So on the last night, we had this huge dance party with all of the different people from the entire town. And one of the girls who we'd been spending some of the most time with came up to me, and before even saying hello, put her hands on my shoulders, looked me dead in my eyes, and just goes, "If you don't dance, you're not sleeping tonight." And like, that's how we connected with the people. Like, they treated us like family, they welcomed us in, and it was an incredible trip. And we'd like to thank all of you for your support.
Please stand and join me in the words of the Nicene Creed.